This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right to your calls we go to Tony in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tony.
How you doing?
Tony, I don't know if the board op just hasn't turned you up loud enough, but I can barely hear you.
What about now?
Much better. What's on your mind?
Okay. Hey, what's going on? I haven't called in a while, but
well, we're doing a radio show.
Yeah. I did hear you guys talking about the military, and I wanted to say that I'm a veteran, and I wanted to tell you exactly how much I did to protect freedom in America.
What'd you do? Absolutely nothing.
But I will tell you this, the people above me, there's a lot of people in this la-la land that think that they somehow protected freedom. I was in the Navy, and we went and sat in the Gulf and looked at oil platforms. I don't really know how that protects freedom in America.
Well, you know, it's like I was saying before, it's rationalization. It gives them justification to feel like they've done something. If you tell them, well, thank you for your service, thank you for protecting freedom, then, well, of course they want to believe they protected freedom, even if in their heart of hearts they know it's absolutely not the case. It sure feels better to believe that you protected freedom. It's nice to be able to tell people, oh, I protected your freedom. I mean, you can feel good about yourself then.
Yeah, and that Sailor's Creed, there for a while there, they had us, it's still, in, no matter what, you know, even if it's a big bureaucracy, they still have individuals, controlling these things, mm-hmm. and they had us reciting the Sailor's Creed in the morning, which I think that Sailor's Creed was made in the 50s or something, you know, during the time when the military-industrial complex got huge. You know, and it's just another version of the Pledge of Allegiance. Where did all that stuff come from?
It's just, you know, basically, and people don't like the term fascist. They connect it with racism. I've heard that done.
Well,
over
I think
and over.
It's scary.
But it's fascism.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely scary. So,
Tony, I appreciate you sharing your experience with us. Did you have any other comments tonight?
Hey, I was just wondering if Paula has called in lately with the MRSA updates.
Believe it or not, we actually haven't heard from Paula in a few days. So,
wow.
Maybe she's just been too busy with her fax machine.
She's down with the MRSA, maybe.
I'm catching up on the podcast, so maybe hopefully by then she'll call in again.
There you go. Thanks, dude, for the call. We appreciate it, Tony. 800-259-9231. All right, Mark, let's talk about home births. I mean, what's going on with home births?
I've been holding this story for almost a week now.
There's news about home birthing.
Yeah, well, the ABCnews.com, it says, are home births dangerous? I really love how they position these headlines sometimes. The American Medical Association has agreed to support proposed legislation that some physicians say could make having a planned birth in one's home difficult to virtually impossible. Now,
these guys are bad news, this American Medical Association.
Right. They're a union that has a great deal of government control.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to tell you how you can have your baby. An important, pivotal time in someone's life.
Right. It's your body, but not so much anymore.
And, another thing is they decide on immunizations. I know many people disagree with my position on immunizations, and, you know, they can call and ask me about those if they'd wish.
Mm-hmm.
But they decide whether your child gets immunized. And most listeners to this show will not say that they think that immunizations should be mandatory. They decide when your kid should be immunized because they'll just go ahead and give them the shot without your approval. They say they do, but what are you going to do to stop them? They take your baby away. They often will just put in the Social Security paperwork. You cannot trust these people. I'm sorry. I don't trust hospitals. It's one mm-hmm. of the reasons that my wife and I decided to do a home birth. We didn't do
you
it,
didn't do it at, home.
At our home. We did it at a place called a birthing center. But
it wasn't a hospital, and that's what they want. They want you to be around all their doctors and equipment and
their gizmos that go flash and bing.
Yeah.
And
pay them. Pay them.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It was about twice as much for the hospital as it was for the midwife.
When you say twice as much, give me an idea of what that means.
Like $10,000.
Wait. It was $10,000 for the hospital or $10,000 for the birthing center?
$10,000 for the hospital.
Wow, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
The birthing center. But, you know, I ended up paying for quite a bit of the stuff from the hospital because she wanted tests too.
Right. So. I can predict that. I mean, they're going to say that, Mark, you're putting a baby in danger. If something goes wrong, yeah, sure, you can have the birth underwater or the birthing center or whatever it is. However,
this is the same baby that I'm allowed legally to kill up until the the beginning of the second trimester, maybe even into the middle of the second trimester, depending on the state. I don't know exactly what the laws are.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm allowed to kill the child, and then I'm not, and then I'm responsible for its well-being to the point that I have to be at the hospital they mandate, huh? I mean,
so is this national legislation?
It's nothing at this as of now. No actual legislation has been drawn up, but the AMA has agreed to back a measure called Resolution 205, a request to support the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. I bet that's just a fun crowd. Position on home births are not safe. Home births are not safe. They don't have statistics to back this up. In fact, I could make the contention that hospitals are far more dangerous places
because of all the festering disease that could be there.
You walk out with MRSA. It happened to a friend, friend of my wife. I know the girl that it happened to. We're against home births, period, said Gregory Phillips, obstetricians and gynecologists. I wonder why that is, because there's no obstetrician and gynecologist involved in a home birth.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They're midwives. Women who give birth outside of a clinical setting risk putting themselves and their newborns at risk. No facts, no figures.
Risk.
In an interview to ABCNews.com, the AMA board member Stephen Stack, MD, wrote that AMA stresses that the safest setting for delivering a baby is in the hospital or birthing center within a hospital complex. So you can have a midwife, but it must be at a hospital.
All hospital doctors and administrators agree that the hospital is the best place for you to have your baby.
Influential medical groups, the AMA, the ACOG, find themselves at odds with those who say women should have the choice to give birth at home or in a hospital. They don't support this with any of the facts. I know that midwives will say that it's that it's more safe to have a home birth than it is to have one in the hospital. I've met with midwives that say just this. Now, I don't have the figures either. I'm not an expert in either one of these, but I think you should be able to make the choice.
Yeah.
American College of Nurse Midwives has issued an unequivocal statement that in support of planned home births, citing a study that the British Medical Journal that showed home births to be no riskier than hospital births, although only about 1% of babies born in the United States are born outside of a hospital.
Really?
1%.
That's amazing.
1%.
That's what they're going after here is 1% of the market?
Right. Now, think of the percentage of those babies that are a problem.
Very, very small.
Right. So you're talking 1%, 2%?
A percent of a percent, you mean.
Right.
Right?
So you're talking, a percent of a percent, which is 0.1%. That's what this is all about. That's what the legislation is for, to keep those children.
No, it's for the 1% business. It's to get them that 1% that they're missing out on.
Right. The 99%, because the 1% go from the birthing centers. The fact is, we were ready. The ambulance was notified that we were having the birth. They knew. They were on call. They were ready to go from the hospital to the birthing center and pick my wife up. And
so should you have needed the service, it was available.
It was absolutely available. She would have been there in, something like 20 minutes, maybe 25 minutes. Are you telling me that something was going to go that wrong in 25 minutes? I mean, this is a long process. We went to the birthing center at about midnight. She didn't have the child until 9. She had been in labor. I left her in labor. She started labor at 4 p.m. I went and did the show, came back, took a short nap, and then went to the birthing center with her. These things take a while.
So they would like to see legislation is what you're saying.
Yeah. Although 1% of babies born outside of the hospital, the debate has been framed in some circles as a battle between our country's troubled medical system and mothers-to-be who want to break free of it.
Yeah, well, who do you think's going to win this battle in the world of the politician? In the world where those with the most influence and money are those that get their legislation through, I mean, who's got the most influence and money? Is it the American Medical Association and its associated groups, or is it the few people that are out there, the people that are catering to 1% of the population in the home birth world?
Yeah.
You tell me.
Yeah, that's absolutely what it is.
1-800-259-9231. Lee is on the line. We'll talk to him and your calls as well about whatever it is that you want to discuss. Plus, coming up, looks like some dark days for the Liberty Dollar. In fact, they're talking about shutting down the organization. We'll give you the update here in moments, and we'll hear from you about what you want if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? first, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they went info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy them, including the bulletin board system, with over 375,000 posts for you to surf around through. There's a lot of content there, and it's all free. So go get interactive at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Free and worth every penny.
That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you're, building a new home, if you're remodeling a kitchen, if you're thinking about remodeling, check out internobs.com. They have a wide variety of faucets, pulls, sinks, towel racks, all kinds of things that you would need for bathrooms and kitchens.
I'm going to upgrade my sink at some point, so I'm definitely going to go through Internops.
It's nice to get the nice thick one. You don't want, I don't remember what they are. There's like 20 gauge and 18 gauge. Don't go for the thin one. The larger number is the thinner metal.
Gotcha.
And there's a distinct difference. That's my recommendation. But Internobs has all of the different styles, whether it's the low end, the high end, every kind of end.
Do they have pretty colors?
They have all kinds of different things. We got ours in some kind of like Venetian bronze. So everything. INTERKNOBS.com. And you can get an additional 10% off by using code FTL. That's
sure
internobs.com.
We go to your calls and talk to Lee, listening in Kalispell to KGEZ. Hello, Lee.
Hello. I kind of wish that you'd never put those Internob guys on because my wife got on. And I don't know. I started looking at it. I said, man, those are well built.
Yeah,
it was like none of our faucets or anything are 10 years old in our house.
Oh, God. And she wants to replace them already.
Do it all over.
Don't need new. But, yeah, they have some nice stuff. But
cool. They got the Lee seal of approval. Good to know.
Well, no, and just another piece of information for people to sort through. But the vaccines and stuff, and most of this I want to direct to the people. Both my children were born at home, and with my first wife, and both of her parents and my parents were born back in the teens, and but they didn't want us to have them at home. She was bound and determined, and she found a really nice midwife, and I don't think there's any bad ones out there that I know of. And she consulted with our doctor / general practitioner for that she's doing it, and you know, how does she get a hold of them and so on. She had a friend in a car out there that was trained in all kinds of weird stuff, you know, basically a paramedic or something to that effect, if there was any issues. And they know if there's going to be an issue. I mean, this lady had 3,000 births. Now, she lived 100 miles away. On the second one, she arranged for another lady that was about 12 miles away to do it. And, you know, a lot of people do the home births because they want to catch the kid. They want to do the umbilical cord. And I said, I don't want any of that. I want him to have a model quality. I don't want him to have an innie, not an outie. I don't want anything to do with that. But it's cool for a lot of people. But it's that very personable aspect that they offer that the hospitals cannot get through their head.
Interesting. And think about the, you know, think about the fact that they are really trying to attract a business away from the hospital, so they really have to be.
No, they're complimentary. They don't even advertise. You have to kind of get word of mouth stuff from them.
Well, it would seem that that in order to have a successful home birthing business, you really have to go above and beyond the call of duty. That you'd have to really.
Oh boy, free market at its best.
Yeah,
we're offering a better service, but 37 hours that lady spent, and she had a backup. She took a snoozer for about four.
Oh, my gosh.
And 37 on round one. Round two was like six or seven. But, boy, it's right down to, you know, they got it. They got everything in place. The ambulance services have been notified. They got a station, or they had a van that was set up like an ambulance. I mean, unbelievable. But these vaccine things, we discussed that. I had my first shot when I was 28. My kid's born at home, so I skated it. Until I had to kind of do the kindergarten preschool
right,
program.
Right, government schools.
Lee, different people believe different things about vaccines. And at the very, very least, I'm of the opinion that, you know, the vaccines are of the same, you know, the same volume is in the shot that is given to an infant as it is that's given to a six-year-old.
Is that right?
I'd much rather dilute that volume of aluminum and whatever else is in that shot into a six-year-old than I would into a newborn.
That makes sense.
The mercury.
Yeah, well, you know, they say the mercury's out. I don't know. No. I mean, they say also other people will say that there's old vaccines out there that still has the thermosol. I don't know what to believe. I certainly don't trust, you know, a lot of what I'm told.
Done a lot of research because my kids were old enough to handle this stuff, and then back then you only had the three. Now they have something like 68 combos, and they're giving them these cocktail mixes of 8 or 10 at once so the doctor can get her out of the way. But what I want to tell your folks is two things that I've given out 24 of those videos to vendors of mine that have young people worked in there. One guy's daughter, who coincidentally was his office manager.
Hang on, I'm confused, Lee. What videos are you referring to?
Oh, one's called Mercury, Autism, and Vaccines. That's a pretty convincing video when they got these microbiologists and stuff. They put the mercury in there for longevity of the vaccine. Now, coincidentally, you can order, your doctor can order, and trust me, that's probably what they give their kids, you can order vaccines without the mercury, but most of them are made in Denmark. And Denmark has outlawed their own vaccines they make for about half the rest of the world.
So they order them because they can, and they don't, you know.
Well, they're cheaper, and they have a phenomenal shelf life. See, the mercury gives you a good shelf life.
Interesting. Lee, thanks for the insights.
Well,
and the
one other thing.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
The other vaccinations, are they worth it? These are two videos, and they've been passed out around town. I've given out 24 or 5 of these to people, and yet, this is the whole problem, yet, and because I see these people 2, 3, 4 weeks, and, you know, every 2 or 3, 4 weeks, I see these people because they're vendors. Hey, can you check out that video? I haven't had time. Well, well, I think my mom took her, is kicking around here. It's like you're 8 months pregnant.
Let me give you a let me make a suggestion here, Lee. When you are talking with somebody about something that you think is important, that may they may show some level of interest in, and then you, I don't know how you approach them on this, and that's why I want to ask you. When you approach them with the offer to give them the video, did you ask them in advance if that was something they would be interested in, or did you just sort of give it to them?
Yes, and really cool. I said, hey, nothing in it for me. I'm not pushing it. But this is one decision. This is what the listening audience needs to get through their head.
It's,
you buy a car you don't like, you trade it off or have repoed or whatever. You buy a house, you can sell it. You marry the wrong woman, you can pay the guy some money and get out of that.
Yeah.
This is one. Once you get the shot, you don't get to reverse it. It's an undoable thing, and the kid doesn't have it. The one lady was way more advanced than I thought. 3 weeks later, she had her kid in a crib in there. I said, wow, y'all right there, man. You didn't get him shots. So, yeah, they gave them to him like 2 hours after they're born.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? 2 hours?
And the vast majority of times the kids are, you know, show no noticeable difference. Of course, it's a newborn. It's not doing much.
How are you
going
to know? Yeah. Thanks, Lee, for the call.
Right, well,
appreciate the story,
thing.
Sir. We are out of time. We got more people holding, including another call from KGEZ. So we'll get to that here in a moment.
Important information, I think.
Yep,
I mean, I don't know what the truth of the Thermosol thing is. I've seen a lot of different stuff on the Internet, but... and disturbed by it.
If you want to loan something to someone to have them watch or read, make sure you ask them in advance to make sure they are actually interested. Look, I'm not going to loan this to you if you're not going to watch it. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of August, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site we give away. So enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls, Jim is on the line listening to KGEZ in Montana. Hello, Jim. Jim, going once.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, Jim.
I caught kind of tail end about KGEZ being brought up last night.
Yes, sir.
I didn't quite catch what was going on with that. Could you let me know? Fill me in?
Well, you want to go ahead, Mark, if you want to explain it.
Essentially, there's a contingent of listeners out there in KGEZ land that don't like the show, want us off the air. It likely what the reasons are is that they disagree with us on immigration and disagree with us on perhaps global conspiracies.
We're also being told that some people are saying that the Free State Project is pie in the sky, a youngster's pipe dream, and they don't like that. There's something about that that they don't like either.
No, they don't, perhaps they just don't want to hear about what we're doing here and that kind of thing. And
is it working? I mean, are you guys making some headway with that?
No, we're gone.
With the Free State?
It is working. It is working. We can I can show you lists of advances that the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is set up by Free Staters, has had in the legislatures in 2006 and 2007. Obviously, 2008 is not done yet. If somebody doesn't want to hear about what we've got to say, then they don't want to hear about it.
Right. So this particular group of listeners has become incredibly vocal, even though we've been on the station for, I can pull up the length of time.
We've been on here a while.
Yeah, we've been on since, let's see, KGEZ, according to affiliates.freetalklive.com, since early 2006, so at least almost a year and a half now at this point. But so all of a sudden they're upset about Free Talk Live, and somebody has, started some sort of effort to contact the station and complain about us and claim that they, they tune out from the station when Free Talk Live comes on.
They haven't just started an effort. We are gone. We are canceled.
What are you talking about? We're on the air right now.
But they said we're canceled.
No, they didn't say we're canceled.
You didn't?
They never said that.
What? Hold on. That's not what I read in the email.
They're considering it, and they're looking at...
We're on TV right now.
Yes, we are on the air right now.
Well, they can still cancel our contract, the contract to carry us. That doesn't mean that...
They have not canceled the contract, Mark.
I'm looking...
They have, what they're doing is they're considering, they first of all, they were looking at taking Free Talk Live off the air entirely. Then they were talking about, or actually taking us off weeknights, but keeping us live Saturdays, and now they're talking about maybe doing overnights.
Okay, I'm sorry. It says, by the way, we are also canceling Lou Dobbs. So
yes, they're canceling Lou Dobbs.
Oh. Thank God he's canceling Lou Dobbs.
So some people are upset with the program.
And, well, you know, I guess I heard guys last night that said that, you know, you guys are kind of making, poking fun of, I guess, the conspiracy people. I don't know what you guys are calling conspiracy. Is that the Alex Jones thing? Is that what the...
Well, it depends. I mean, I'm sure that there's things. The fact is, we use Alex Jones's site for show prep now and then on the show. So everything that Alex Jones says, I wouldn't call.
I think the guy's a hero, man. Really, you know, there's a lot of things he brings forward that, you know, when I first heard him, I thought he was a kook too. But then started checking things out, and it's not real good.
I think he's working hard against the police state, and I got to thank him for that. I don't know.
We all got to band together and quit screwing with that. You know what I mean?
Right. I may disagree with some things. I certainly don't think that there's a big machine in Alaska that's controlling the weather. That doesn't sound likely to me. I don't think that they're dropping chemicals from the sky to try to kill us. They may be trying to, affect the weather, and the chemicals that they're using on to affect the weather may affect some people poorly. But But other than that, that's pretty much where I end. I don't think that there's a super deep dark conspiracy of people that run the world. Perhaps they would like to, but I don't think that they're successful.
So
I think it's just the big corporations. You know, they definitely got the government hamstrung. But yeah. I just think the point is, my point is anyway, is that we all need to get together regardless, you know. You guys, the Alex Jones, you know, crew and everybody, and if we did that, particularly like the right-left paradigm, which I think is a total bunch of crap, we could probably do something.
Well, I don't bicker with any of those people. I just, when the crackpot conspiracy people call this show, I try to explain to them that it's their, that particular, for instance, the chemtrails or whatever, not relevant to my viewpoint and what it is I'm trying to accomplish.
And I understand where you're coming from, too, with that, but I definitely...
Right. So we're approaching things from a different perspective. That's why we're Free State Project members. We moved to New Hampshire in order to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Instead of just sitting behind microphones and complaining about what's going on, we're really trying to...
If it was working, you know, because might be something to be looked at in this state, because we certainly have a lot of people with that mentality.
Yeah, well, absolutely. So basically, in a nutshell, there's a certain sect of listeners that is very upset about how Free Talk Live apparently doesn't toe the line with some of the other shows on the station. They want all the shows to sound alike, and so because we're not in lockstep with some of the other shows, they are very upset, and they become vocal, and the station has gotten scared because they think people are tuning out. But the question is, how many people tune in? How many people don't want to hear the all conspiracy all the time shows and make a point of tuning in when Free Talk Live comes on the air? We don't know. And when we ask for people to call the station or email them and on behalf of Free Talk Live, they claim that they only got one email.
Well, they got it from they got it from listeners. We didn't ask anybody from outside of the listening area of KGEZ.
Right, only KGEZ.
It would be
listeners.
Unfair of us to say, all right, national audience, we need to stay on this station, get out there and write these guys and pretend you live in KGEZ
no,
land.
We never would have done
we
that.
We wouldn't do that. That's,
and it's clear that didn't happen because they claim they only got one email. So,
and one phone call.
You know, it's their station. They know their audience better than I do. I can't say anything besides the fact that on other stations that we're on, we are number one in our time slot. Again, I mean, in Alabama, we got like...
Well, I listen to you guys. Sometimes I want to strangle you, but sometimes, you know, most of the time I like it.
Yeah, you know, you're going to disagree and agree.
About.
That's, you know, how can you agree with me on everything?
I don't expect my listeners to
sometimes,
agree with me.
You know what? In my honest opinion, sometimes it sounds like you guys are bucking for a job at CNN.
I don't know what that even means.
Well, we're towing the line too much.
Oh, I see. I got you. But you still,
you know,
listen.
I mean? But listen, guys, the thing is we all just got to get together and quit the crap. You know, people want to believe in some theories that they have, you know. I mean, some of it does sound pretty out there, but then again, there's some things that are going on that are true, that are out there.
At the very least, the truth is stranger than fiction.
At the very least, this has certainly made, the KGEZ controversy has certainly made for some interesting talk radio at the very least, and it does sound like Free Talk Live will still have a presence on the station. If you'd like to get in touch with them, email them at traffic. email them at traffic@z600.com or just call the station on the business line during the day and talk to either John or Elizabeth and let them know how you feel.
I'm going to call them tomorrow and tell them not to take you guys off.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate your call. Right. Thank you, sir, for the call tonight. Let's move on and talk to it's Mike, also listening to KGEZ. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, sorry to hear about them wanting to take you off.
Well, you can't make everybody happy, you know, and sometimes when you're in the radio business and you're hearing from very, very vocal listeners who are very upset, it can make you nervous. I mean, you might believe that that's what all of your listeners are doing, but you're really listening to a very vocal minority who's more than willing to get out there and lobby against particular viewpoints that they disagree with. And so I understand where the management's coming from.
I'll tell you what, they have a program on there that is 50-50. It's kind of like on the conspiracy theory / Mothman / Sasquatches, aliens, one of those kind of shows.
Okay.
And they play it 3 hours in the morning and 3 hours at night.
Gosh.
Jeff Rentz.
Oh, gosh, that guy.
I mean, he has no call-ins. There's no correction. He says something wrong. I mean, it's not like, what's the Coast to Coast? Coast to Coast has call-in.
Right, that's what he wants to be. Jeff Rentz is like a wannabe Art Bell, basically. You know what is interesting about Jeff Rentz is that he started his career wanting to be Art Bell, and now he wants to be Alex Jones and Art Bell all at the same time, apparently.
Well, I'll tell you what, I hate that show because I hate it in the fact when they start going off on something, and maybe they're talking about Montana here, and they're way off base. And you, like, want to call in and say, well, dude, you're way off base. But I do have a comment. The guy was talking about...
Hang on, I'll let you make it in a moment. Hang on, Mike. We'll bring you back. More with Mike here, and your calls. We'll try to fit you in here in the remaining moments at 800-259-9231. And one other tip for those of you listening in KGEZ land as to why it'll be a good idea to keep Free Talk Live as opposed to the other plan. We'll share that in a moment.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TBOTECH.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please vote for us. We do need your votes, and you can go to vote.freetalklive.com to cast them for the show. It's a very simple process. You only need an email address, and that is not going to be used to sign you up for any email lists or anything. It's just used to verify that you are a real person trying to vote. You're not some scammer or
some computer bot.
Robot or something like that. So go to vote.freetalklive.com and help push us up on the podcast charts. We are still at fourth place.
Yeah, it's very close. I mean, we're almost in third, and we're certainly only maybe 40 or so votes outside of first.
We need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com. And, you know, this kind of ties into what we were talking about with the KGEZ controversy that's erupted. The people that that hate Free Talk Live, for whatever reason, are much more motivated to get Free Talk Live.
They're motivated
taken
by passion in one way or another. And apparently we don't motivate people passionately enough in the other direction is what my concern is.
Right. And we can barely get people to vote for the show, let alone pick up their phone to call the radio station to talk
people
to
people that
them.
Are content are content.
But
you know?
I want to give credit to John and Elizabeth Stokes, the programmers.
I think they've been as fair as they could.
They've been more than fair because normally in the world of radio, when you get the axe, you're done.
Yep.
You find out that you're done and you're off the air. You don't get the chance to lobby the listeners. You don't get the chance to say goodbye.
Yep.
You don't get the chance to do anything we've been able to do.
It's kind of smart in the sense that KGEZ has got a lot of our airtime. We're on 40 stations. We've talked about KGEZ.
Well, look, I mean, KGEZ listeners are the most participatory of our entire radio listening audience.
Yep.
I mean, with the exception of some of our Saturday night stations, which have major wattage and major markets, KGEZ, considering the size of its market, is tremendous. As far as the participation,
and I will miss the things that are brought up, especially Dave. I certainly like him.
Mike has dropped off the line, unfortunately. We were going to return to him because he said he had another point. So, Mike, if you want to sneak another call in, you're welcome to. I don't know if you want a cell phone or something like that. 1-800-259-9231. So credit has to go out to these guys for at least hearing the other side, at least giving Free Talk Live listeners a chance to have their voices heard, even though apparently only very few have decided to bother chiming in.
I totally agree. I wanted to. We were talking about vaccines before we got onto the KGZ topic, and I wanted to talk about. I know that I'm going to get all kinds of attack emails based on this vaccine thing, and I wanted to bring out a couple of. I wanted to make a couple of points.
Sorry, you can't. We've got phone calls.
All right.
Let's talk to Dan in Pennsylvania on the AMP line. Hello, Dan.
Hey. Past few days, you guys have been talking about market-based activism versus political activism.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark's pretty much come down to the side of political activism. And Ian, you've been saying how, you know, you think that it's a waste of time, basically.
Yeah, I'm not ready to discount political activism is what I'm saying.
Well, I have another angle to take on it.
Okay.
And mine's a moral angle. There's a concept in old-school libertarianism called not giving the oppressor the sanction of the victim. Ayn Rand gets the credit for it, but it was actually the Quakers, many of whom were individualist anarchists back way before the Revolution, who started doing it. What they would do was whenever the Puritans would pass laws about Quakers not being allowed to come into town, not being allowed to preach their, you know, their message and stuff like that, they'd walk through town naked. just to get the Puritans all riled up, and many of them were actually martyred.
Wow.
I wouldn't say that you should go and try to get yourself killed, but I agree, you shouldn't try to use the system. Many of them had the opportunity to sit on the, you know, in the town councils and stuff like that. They wouldn't do it. And I kind of agree with that. Whenever you're spending your resources and your time and your energy going through the political process, what you're saying is, I acknowledge that you own me and that I'm going to play by your rules, and I just won't do that.
Yep, and if more people were to not do it, if more people were to peacefully non-cooperate with these government gangsters, their rule and their legitimacy would be all but done for.
So you remember the Free State Project?
Actually, I've been meaning to, and it's just laziness.
Okay, go now.
I think you're going to have to go right now to freestateproject.org because you got the energy up to call me and call me out on the carpet on my political views and da-da-da-da. I think you can get the energy up to sign up for the Free State Project so that walking through town naked, you won't be the only one there and you won't get killed.
Thanks, Dan, for the call, and look forward to seeing you here in New Hampshire. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Mac in Kalispell listening to KGEZ. Hello, Mac. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I heard, you know, I voted against you guys, I have to admit.
Okay.
But the reason I did is I hear you poo-pooing too many callers, and, when you get a little older, your wisdom will come up. You know, I've got too many years of experience on you. When you poo-poo HARP, when I was on the project, when I was in the service, and... people in this community know who I am and know that what I say is true. I mean, I actually had the government threaten my life. When you realize that I spent years in doing different kinds of things with explosives, and then also did years as a firefighter. Matter of fact, I was a firefighter instructor. I was a 5-year paid firefighter for state international airports. I mean,
Mac,
I've
that
done
may be
everything,
true.
I can, but all you guys have ever done is poo-poo the 9/11. Mm-hmm. All you ever do is poo-poo the immigration problems, and I call.
I don't poo-poo the immigration problems. I have a different solution for them.
Well,
I say that the problems are true.
Just get rid of the welfare system for everyone.
I agree.
And, they'll leave on their own.
That is our contention. That's what we say. Get rid of the welfare state. They'll, you know, the people that want to work hard will stay here, and the people who don't won't.
I know that. But you do, in the same sense, say that the crime rate amongst the Latinos isn't any higher than the crime rate against white people.
Well, I don't know. We only say that that's true in social classes. I'm only going to tell you that the crime rate among Latinos mirrors the crime rate in any other of the people that make the same amount of money that they do. The fact is, rich people don't commit violent crimes as much as poor people do. I don't know why.
Do poor people automatically get the right to commit home invasions and rape because they're less fortunate?
Only if they work for the government.
You know, Mac, at least you are one of the few people who is actually still listening to the program and actually bothers to call in to call us on the carpet. And I have to say I appreciate that, and I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. And the one point I wanted to make to the good folks listening out there to KGZ. Oh, besides this, I also want to use my new, more sensitive method of dealing with the conspiracy theory stuff. Okay, if it's true that the HARP thing is really a big evil government project, then okay, that's fine. The government does a lot of evil, terrible things like bombing people around the world and killing and, you know, doing all evil government things. Then it's still irrelevant. All of that knowledge and all that information about how HARP works and what it's doing and all that, all irrelevant to me because I want to have liberty in my lifetime. I know the government's bad. I know it's evil. You don't have to prove that to me. I'm already there, okay? That's why I've moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to do something about it. So thank you for alerting me to it, but I'm not going to spend my time researching something that doesn't actually help me achieve my goals.
The point I'd like to make with Mac, he may very well have worked on HARP. HARP, you know, like, and I'm not going to call the man a liar if he says he worked on HARP and, you know, he was out there and the, you know, he knows
that's
that
why I said. I'll take his word for it.
Hurricane Katrina. I'm not going to call the man a liar. I am, however, going to ask him, does he think that other people lie, and does he think that people are good at it? I wish we wouldn't have gotten rid of
him. Well, we got more calls here on the line.
If he thinks that other people are good at it, then he must realize that somebody could call this show, pretend to be him, and pretend to be, you know something about HARP or disparage HARP or whatever. I can't believe him. I don't know, Mac.
So the other thing I wanted to point out was the plan on the table, if KGEZ does decide to go through with moving Free Talk Live's time slot, will result in you guys hearing delay broadcast programming during the air times that Free Talk Live currently is on. You're getting live programming from Free Talk Live right now, and if they put, you know, the Alex Jones show in, you're going to be hearing that several hours delayed. So
right, so if you call in, you won't be able to talk.
You will not be able to participate in that program.
And therefore, not be able to get your voice heard by, you know, that how many 20 radio stations and
even if
podcasters.
We disagree. Right. Even if we disagree, you won't be heard at all. All right, so there you go. Think about that as we continue. Osborne in Nevada, you're on Free Talk Live. Osborne, Nevada.
Want to let you know that I have never been a paid killer, and every money that I've ever earned has been voluntary and in the trade of goods and services and not at the point of the gun.
God bless you.
Excellent, sir.
Excellent. So I want to talk to you about the AMP program real quickly.
Okay.
I'm sitting here in Nevada, like, God knows, 1,600 miles away from my home, and I'm hanging out here with amplifiers.
Wow. What's the occasion?
On the beach, watching big-titty blonde ladies coming in riding the waves, walking across the sand. And I am doing it with friends, even though that I flew out here all on my own self. And
there's an
all
amp club.
I did was make a posting on BBS. And next thing I knew, I had amplifiers contacting me and saying, hey, I'll join you for a few
years.
Very
cool.
Yep.
Hey, Osborne,
we'll
thanks for the call, man. We are out of time, and I apologize to Hal and Kevin that we're hanging on. Call us tomorrow night. We'll get you on. The earlier you call, the better. See you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In this age,